This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wayne, Michigan, Toledo, Ohio, and Wentzville, Missouri are the datelines on all the stories you've been seeing and hearing about the UAW strike that started in the wee small hours of this morning. One plant for each of the big three car makers. The actual not making of cars is going to be limited to just a couple of models at each company for now, but there are still people going to dealers looking to buy, and these strikes come as the whole industry is just starting to get out from under a couple of years of tight supply and high demand. Marketplace's Henry Epp made some calls today to find out when consumers and dealers might start feeling the pinch.
For the last few years, dealers at Stivers Ford Lincoln in Waukee, Iowa, were selling vehicles before they'd even made it to the lot, says President Scott Polite. But now, with interest rates dampening demand,
we think we'll be able to be okay as far as new car inventory in the near future, meaning 30 to 60 days. And beyond that, it's all going to be determined by what plants are affected.
It really comes down to how long does this strike last?
Jessica Caldwell is head of insights at Edmunds. She says if the strike drags out, it could set back an industry that's just recovering from those pandemic-era supply chain shocks.
So the fact that there is this major disruption coming so close to a major disruption, it sort of just throws everything off balance.
But for some dealerships, this is a time of year when business slows down anyway. Zach Roberts is general sales manager at Heritage Ford in South Burlington, Vermont.
I would certainly be more nervous if we were coming out of winter going into spring.
If the strike lasts a while, Roberts says there won't be much he can do to build up inventory of new cars, so he and other dealers may look to stock up on used vehicles. That could put a pinch on dealers that only sell used cars, like Best Auto Sales in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where Daniel Walsh is the sales manager.
So our purchase price is absolutely ridiculous at the auctions and where we buy our vehicles right now, and parts have skyrocketed also. So yeah, it can kill us.
And he says it could put used cars further out of reach for the lower to middle income customers his business typically serves. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.